Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I was reading an interesting article in the Lost Coast Outpost about the marijuana industry in Oregon. The headline stated that Oregon growers were producing approximately 3 times the amount needed for the consumers in the state of Oregon. It seems as though Oregon has the same issue as Humboldt County and the state of California, overproduction. This has been the concern and talked about in Humboldt for the past few years. I have heard that many growers have been holding their product due to the low prices currently being paid. There have been reports of as little as $300 to $500 a pound. This is not good for an industry that once could rely on prices as high as $4,000 or more per pound, which resulted in the green rush we have experienced over the past few years. It made sense that many would flock to Humboldt and Northern California in hopes of cashing in. A great deal of property was bought and sold with astronomical prices paid for land that was once utilized for timber production and cattle grazing. Many property owners saw the writing on the wall, sold their property for inflated values, and left the area to start fresh elsewhere. Who could blame them? Then these properties were turned into marijuana production areas with many fences of various designs and constructions erected to protect their crops. Now, there is legislation regarding the marijuana industry with regulatory mandates regarding the cultivation and sales of the crop. The county process is in effect, and some have sought permits to come into compliance. An expensive and tedious task, with many governmental agencies being required to sign off prior to the award of the permit. It appears as though the marijuana industry in Humboldt County is about to realize a major correction, much like we have witnessed in the stock market. The glut of product on the market, which has resulted in much lower prices, along with new regulations and the ability to grow marijuana in other areas of the state, has greatly impacted the industry here in Humboldt. The cost of land will lower and settle at a fair market value. The need for trimmers from all over the country and the world will be greatly diminished. There will be a major correction in the local market, which will define the industry and provide a pathway of legitimacy to those who truly are interested in a sustainable marijuana industry. There has been a dramatic shift in the early days of people in the hills growing enough pot to pay property taxes and take a trip to warmer climates during the winter, or just surviving. Yes, Humboldt County has changed and appears as though the purveyors of the greed-driven marijuana industry have not been able to adapt. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.